Check it out.
Bad, bad woman. Bad, bad woman. Bad, bad woman. Made me lose a happy home. Fiona had a party. Everybody got
drunk.
Started up on champagne. And ended up on beer. But I say bad, bad woman. Bad, bad woman. Made me lose a happy home.
Could you pass the cavassier, please?
Now what I've learned, can't compete with
that pays the cost. Think about it.
John?
Yes.
Nice air. We hadn't been together in a while, of course.
That's right, man. We got about 15 more minutes
something
left.
Something like
program,
that.
I just want
to thank everybody for the support you gave us during our sorrow time with my brother Alfie and Caesar, who passed away in Oberlin and been out a while. But I certainly want to thank everyone in the family. I want to thank all of you that gave us support and letters and food and donations and just a thought. You know, we certainly appreciate all that you did for us during that time. But we're moving along.
But, you know, when I went to the wake, Melvin, I looked around the church and the people that were there. Everyone had a familiar face.
Right.
And I said, even though it's Swallow or in an Oberlin area, and I live on this end of the country.
Right.
We have such similarities, great similarities. And, I looked around and I said, look like I know some of those people. Their faces just look like
right,
they're sisters,
absolutely.
Brothers, or cousins, or something like that.
And I'm sure a lot of people now are saying, John was there?
Yeah.
Which one was he? I mean, but there were so many people the night, the viewing night. I mean, the church was full. And then the church, you went to the bigger church on Saturday, was full then, you know, so it really went well.
Well, yeah.
It really went well. A lot of good support.
Yeah. That's you get the Caesar family good family up there, and it's a family.
Both sides.
Yeah, on both sides.
The Gilleries.
Yeah, and of course, he's got to move on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure he's in a better place right now, and he's resting. He has no pain.
Oh, yes.
That's one thing about it, you know, we got all going in that direction.
We all will make it that.
Yeah.
That's one trip we're going to make.
Always.
Well, we can all make that trip.
Trip, though, and everything. Yeah. But we also want to thank the folks for supporting on Creole Day.
Right. We had a good day, Creole Day.
This past couple of Sundays ago. And Goldman Thibodeau was quite excited.
Yes. He was very well pleased.
Yeah, and it was one of the largest crowd of all. It was 1,079.
Really? People that came? Well, that's good. That was a good turnout.
And the jam session went well. The circle, the healing circle, it was good. Conversation in French was good. And everything actually turned out.
Turned out really well.
And so we had nothing but good compliment about the day. And we're looking forward for next year.
Well, John, we're getting ready for the the Creole, well, I guess the Zydeco Heritage Award.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for that, and mm-hmm. I think we got a date, so you can start getting ready. I think around September 29th, we're trying to lock that day in, and we'll let you know where, but this is going to be where we get the nominations for the best bands.
Best band.
And best band is what we're looking for, and so you
Living
can start thinking about
it.
So what we're going to do is we'll let you know where you can get your ballots. We'll put them at different locations as we've done. It's been a while since we've done it, maybe 3 years, I think, since we've done it. So we will do it again, and we'll let you know where. And then you can vote for your band. Band you think is deserving.
It's going to be a tough one, I think.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a tough one because it's got a lot of new music out there.
A lot of new music. You know, what's the best album? What's the best CD? Who's the best band? So we're really going to work more on that. The one thing we would like to see a little bit more participation with the bands attending, because you're getting awards and all of this, and then you're not able to attend. At least if you can have a representative there, we understand that you're all busy bands. And so we just like to see some good things happen.
Good.
So that is coming to you, and this is going to be by Creole Inc. And the other thing that you will be able to do, for those of you that are planning to attend, I'm sure many of you are going to attend. Also, we'll have applications for you to join Creole Inc. as we bring it back up again and do some things about the culture.
Resurrected.
But anyway, that's what I have for you this Saturday morning. It's about 9 minutes till. That's about all that we have. We certainly want to thank you for being with us every Saturday morning. And I know we were both out last Saturday, and we appreciate you still listening to the Zydeco program. We don't take off very much, but as time goes on, needs come up, then we must do some of the things that we need to get done.
Yeah, we're going to say good morning to all the students, of course, too, that are taking vacation right now.
Oh, yes.
And just be prepared now, because August is coming around.
Early August,
next month. And just be prepared.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that some of my students took my heat and say, read. Get you a good book and read.
But they'll get it probably 2 days before school starts, because you're going to be asking them, did they read a book? So, oh, Lord, let me hurry up, get a book and read it. Alice and Jerry or Jip. Look, Jip. CD dog. Alice and Jerry. I still remember that book. Then we had, the one that was like a dream, was called The Wishing Well. The Wishing Well was like on a, where there's a pier and the birds would fly around the water and stuff. I said, boy, this was a beautiful.
And you'd read.
You'd read about it,
And you'd imagine.
Yeah, imagine being out there.
The imagination would go.
Oh, yeah. We were reading.
Yeah. Congratulate the new principal of Acadiana High.
What's his name?
Lejeune.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And we're looking forward to working with him.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are other changes that we just don't know about. I know there are some, and as we get more changes, and we can congratulate the people on the things that they're doing and all the good things. But education is at the top of the line of everywhere you go. Everybody's talking about education right now.
Yep, everything is about education.
All about education.
I'm trying to bring that up.
Well, we'll be back again next Saturday, and we wait for Herman. Fourth of July weekend. When? Next weekend? Is that the weekend? It's in the middle, so which way? You celebrate it before or you celebrate it after?
Yeah, they're going to
celebrate. So there's going to be two 4th of July weekends.
Yeah, some people
one in the front, one in the back.
The
4th of July being on a Wednesday, should have changed that and just flipped the day. So the 4th is on a Saturday, and we're going to
skip a couple of days.
Yeah, skip a couple of days. Just change. The 4th is on the weekend.
Yeah, that's what it is. But they're going to have the big dance, the big festival over in Le Beau.
For 4th of July
on the 7th.
But that's after.
Yeah, it's after instead of before.
Okay.
So we got big lineup bands, and Gene Chambers
is working with that. Good morning, Gene Chambers.
Yeah, he said he's going to be the guard for the ice chest, the barbecue pit, and the glass containers.
Oh, okay.
He's saying he wearing a helmet this time.
Oh, yeah. All right, then, look, we'll talk. Next Saturday?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Thank all of you. Just don't move. Just stay where you are. Herman is right behind us.
Yep.
And as we continue with that good Zydeco music.
First we'll